UN agencies are warning of famine in Somalia and a surge of child deaths across the Horn of Africa if their appeals for urgently needed funds to save the lives of hundreds of thousands of hungry, malnourished children remain unmet. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Horn of Africa is experiencing its fourth consecutive year of failed rains, a climate event not seen in at least 40 years. If the drought persists, the World Food Program warns as many as 20 million people will be suffering from acute hunger by the end of the year. UNICEF reports more than 1.7 million children across Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia are in urgent need of treatment for severe acute malnutrition, the deadliest form of the condition. Rania Dagash Kamara is UNICEF Deputy Regional Director, Eastern and Southern Africa.
We have an estimated 386,000 children in Somalia who are in desperate need of treatment for life-threatening severe acute malnutrition.
More than 250,000 people died in the Somali famine of 2011, half of them children under age 5. Dagash Kamara says children are dying from a combination of malnutrition and killer diseases such as measles and cholera. She says the drought has killed crops and livestock and dried up water sources. Children are starving and do not have the defenses to fight off the deadly impact of malnutrition and disease. The agencies are appealing for critical support from the G7, which will meet in Germany later this month. They say the G7 advanced countries have it within their power to stave off a catastrophe that need not and must not happen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Investigators commissioned by the UN's top human rights body say tensions between Palestinians and Israelis are underpinned by Israel's quote-unquote perpetual occupation of Palestinian areas with no apparent intention of ending it. The findings released Tuesday came in the first report by a commission of inquiry created last year by the UN-backed Human Rights Council in the aftermath of an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza in May 2021. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.